Hello, I'm Chris Baisden, an editor with AICPA's Journal of Accountancy. You're listening to the J of A podcast, where we talk about the key issues facing the accounting profession. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about tax software, or more specifically, the results from the Tax Advisor's annual tax software survey. My guest today is Alistair Nevius, the editor-in-chief of the Tax Advisor. Hello, Alistair. How are you today?
Hi, Chris. I'm doing well, and thank you very much for having me on today.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. So let's start off with this. What is the Tax Software Survey?
All right. Well, every year, the Journal of Accountancy and the Tax Advisor magazines together survey our readers, or specifically our readers who prepare tax returns, about the tax prep software that they used during this year's filing season. And this year, over 3,500 readers answered the survey, and they told us what they liked and what they disliked about their tax prep software. We've been doing this survey for almost 20 years now, and over that time, our readers have come to rely on the Tax Software Survey to help them choose what software to use and just to keep up with changes in the industry.
So tax is obviously always a popular topic with our readers and our audience, but why is this survey important to readers?
Well, you know, for tax professionals who prepare tax returns, their tax prep software is in many ways the most important tool that they have. They literally can't do their jobs without it. And, you know, when we first started doing this survey, there were plenty of tax practitioners who got along without tax prep software, and frankly, many who said they would never give up doing returns on paper.
Huh. So why was that?
Well, they had concerns and legitimate concerns about internet security and client confidentiality and really about the accuracy and reliability of tax prep software. And those concerns are still valid, but the world of tax return preparation has completely changed in the past 20 years. So virtually nobody who prepares returns for a living does them on paper anymore. In fact, in the late 1990s, Congress set the IRS a goal of having 80% of all tax and information returns e-filed by 2007, and they didn't make that goal, but the IRS did respond by requiring paid tax return preparers to e-file most of their returns. So in 2011, for example, if you filed more than 100 income tax returns, you were required to e-file, and then that threshold was later reduced to 10 returns. And you can't e-file without software. So the days of the paper return, at least for major tax forms, are gone.
Who are the respondents to the survey?
So we send the survey out to readers of the Journal of Accountancy and the Tax Advisor who are paid tax return preparers. And they represent a broad spectrum of tax practice. To look at the specific numbers, which I have here, 28% are sole practitioners, 37% are in small firms of 2 to 5 preparers, 22% are in firms of 6 to 20 preparers, 9% are in firms of 21 to 100 preparers, and 4% are in firms of more than 100 preparers. So there's a wide variety of firm size and a wide variety of the types of returns that they prepare. So just over half of them reported that 75% of their returns were for individuals, but 45% reported that up to half of their returns were business returns. So we get a nice, you know, cross section of the entire tax preparation industry.
So absolutely. So, and before we get on into some of the results, can you tell me a little bit more about how the survey was conducted?
Sure. We conduct this survey in May, which is just after, of course, the unextended due date for individual returns. It goes out to readers of the Journal of Accountancy of the Tax Advisor, and those that identify themselves as paid tax return preparers can complete the survey. As I mentioned, we got just over 3,500 responses, which provides us with a good number of responses for all the major tax software packages.
Okay, great. So now let's get down to the good stuff. How do these tax preparers like their software?
Well, the good news is most respondents are generally satisfied with their tax prep software. We ask respondents to rate their software on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the most favorable. And the average for all major products was 4.3. And that's down a little bit, not significantly, from last year's 4.4 rating. But if you look All the way back to our 1999 survey, the overall average then was just under 4. So the overall rating for tax prep software has gone up and is fairly high these days.
So what sorts of things do you ask these practitioners about in the survey?
Well, one of the useful things about the survey is that we ask about a large number of specific features rather than just determining an overall score for each product, although we do also provide an overall score. So we ask about the software's accuracy, ease of use, the installation process, the ease of importing data, how well it integrates with other software, comprehensiveness, price, tech support, and a lot more. And that lets you see the strengths and weaknesses of each software package. And if there are particular features that you think are more important, you can see how users of that software rated it on that feature.
So what are the most liked features?
Well, so overall for all products, the most liked features were accuracy, ease of use, and comprehensiveness or number of forms. But this list varies quite a bit from product to product. And for some products, price is clearly the favorite feature.
Yeah, that's probably not surprising. So what about the most disliked features?
Well, so while it is a most liked feature for some products, overall, if you take all the products together, price is the most disliked feature. tech support comes in second. Dissatisfaction with tech support went up quite a bit this year for some reason, and tech support is probably much more important with tax prep software than it is with a lot of other software.
Why is that?
First of all, the programs are hugely complicated. They have to accurately and consistently handle data, not only in whatever form the practitioner is working on, but they have to, pull in the right schedules. They have to move data from the schedules to the form. And in many returns, they have to do this with both federal and state forms and possibly multiple state forms. So that's complicated. And then on top of that, of course, is just the inherent complication of the tax law itself. And then, of course, this all has to be done by a fixed deadline. And, the practitioner has possibly hundreds of other clients waiting in the queue. So practitioners need to have their problem solved immediately. And good or bad tech support can really make the difference between a good or bad filing season for a tax practitioner.
That makes a lot of sense. So how did the respondents rate their tech support in general?
So overall, for all the products, 81% of the respondents needed tech support for their product. So that really shows you how important tech support is. And although it was the second most disliked feature overall, for all products, respondents did rate the quality of the tech support that they received at 4.2 out of a 5.
So what do you think the benefits of this survey are?
Well, as I mentioned, the level of detail about the 8 major tax prep products that we cover in the survey and their various features, I think really lets readers get an accurate view of how each product performed in the field. So, if you're unhappy with your current software, you can get a sense of how users of other packages feel. And I guess even if you're happy with your product, you can see if other users agree with you. We also try to give some context beyond ratings for specific features. So we ask, for example, if you switched software this year, why did you switch? Or if you were to recommend software for a new practice, what software would you recommend?
I see. One of the things that we've talked a lot about over the past few years is the cloud. Mm-hmm. Does the survey give you a sense of have most practitioners gone to the cloud?
Well, that is something that that we do ask about. And for the most part, practitioners have not gone to the cloud. They continue to download the software and run it on their own network or on their own hard drive. This year, 87% said that they ran the software on their own equipment. Only 13% said it resided in the cloud on the vendor server. And interestingly, those percentages are only slightly different from 5 years ago. In the 2012 survey, when we first started asking that question, 90% said the software resided on their equipment. It's only gone down to 87% this year. But of course, there are some tax prep products that are only cloud-based for users who want that.
We've talked about a lot of different things here, and we've thrown a lot of numbers at the audience who's listening. Where can the audience find out the full results of the survey, where they can, you know, actually look at it?
Sure. So one of our senior editors, Paul Bonner, writes up the full results, and they are reported in the August issues of the Journal of Accountancy and the Tax Advisor magazines, and those are available in print and online. And beyond Paul's report, we also provide a more in-depth look at the responses for each individual product on the Journal of Accountancy's website at www.journalofaccountancy.com.
Thanks, Alistair. And I'd also like to thank our audience for listening today. If you enjoyed this podcast, check out more JVA podcasts on our website and on Podomatic.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.